Welcome to the Ignited Recovery Podcast, a new way forward for anyone looking for answers but feeling left out. If you've been searching for empowerment, triumph, and purpose, you've found them right here. You won't hear the same solutions, and you're not going to have any excuses to fall back on, because Ignited Recovery allows heroes to rise and become their best selves. I'm Dr. Adi Jaffe, and I can't wait to be your guide on this journey. Are you ready to become an Ignited Hero?
You know, so many people struggle so much when it comes to changing their habits, and this happens especially around drinking or drug use, porn, sex, food, etc. And we've helped so many hundreds and thousands of people at Ignited do exactly that. What I decided to do at the beginning of this year to make it easier for everybody is to just give you some free help. So we've done something incredible, and we've opened up our Ignited Hero program and our weekly groups completely free for a month to anybody listening right now. But you gotta act on it, and you gotta follow the link here below in order to be able to use this help for yourself or a loved one right now for free. It's only for you guys, so don't forget, click the link and you get everything. You get 15 groups a week. You get over 15 hours of work with me individually helping you. This is like that masterclass. It doesn't just teach you how to cook, but teaches you how to live a better life. Come join us. Get the help you need. Make your life what you want it to be. This is for spot number two. Hey, everybody. It's a brand new year, and we've been hearing from you. I've been hearing from you that some of you are struggling. You've made commitments to yourself. Maybe it's around dry January. Maybe it's around changing your food or drug habits or sex, porn, relationship issues. And I've heard you. I know you want this. I know you want to make it better. And so I want to make it easier for you to get what you need. And so what I've done is I'm giving everybody who's listening to this right now a 30-day trial, completely free, 100% free, not only to our incredible hero program that we just reshot and created an incredible, incredible online platform for, but also all of our weekly groups. We have 15 of these a week. I lead one of them myself every single week. So every day you can get the help you need, so you don't have to go at this alone. You can find a community. You can have the support to get yourself where you want to go. Come join us, $0. You've got nothing to lose and your whole life to gain.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Ignited Recovery Secrets Podcast. I'm Adi Jaffe, and I'm here to challenge us to think of the ways in which we treat addiction and help people who struggle with it in a completely different way. You know, everybody assumes that if you have addiction, you're either sick forever or can pretty much just barely get your addiction under control with the right help. But I've beat my own addiction, and I've seen hundreds of other people do it too, so I know it's not true. And it's been so frustrating for me. So today I'm going to talk about why I see things so differently and where the entire addiction field is going to move as we progress in our thinking beyond what's been around for the last almost 100 years. Now, yes, this podcast episode is probably going to be uncomfortable for people who think that the current approach is just perfect or that it's working exactly the way it's supposed to. This episode will be uncomfortable to listen to, but the fact that we've had more than a quadrupling of overdose deaths in the last 20 years, we just ended the year based on the CDC report with the most overdose deaths on record since we started recording it. And the fact that there's no end to addiction in sight and that the current approach hasn't even put a dent in the addiction problem in this country, I'm thinking it's pretty safe to say that the current approach isn't working and we need something else. And I am so sick and tired of seeing the people who struggle being blamed for the problem itself. I've been in their shoes. I've been in the place where things were hopeless, and being told over and over that you're even more hopeless than you imagined that you were, and that you're going to be sick forever, is just an insane way for me to try to help somebody. So I'm going to present an entirely different way of looking at this. And there are three principles in Ignited, and they are honest exploration, radical acceptance, and individualized transformation that we operate on in our HERO program. And I'm going to make that into an acronym you can all remember, and that is EAT. Now, RE is going to have two E's in it, so it's EEAT. But as I named this episode, we know this from medicine. You have to eat to grow and heal. And I think the exact same thing is true here. So let me break down for you what EAT stands for, and that's EEAT. The first E stands for expand. We have to expand our concept of what is possible for anybody who struggles with addiction and what sort of help they may need. Now, this is completely in opposition to the way we currently operate. Right now, what we tell people is there's only one way for you to get help. It doesn't really matter how you got here. You've got to go over 70, nearly 80% of treatment that's provided in this country is just based on 12-step approaches. So they narrow the focus and say, no, you just have to do this one thing and it'll work. But it's wrong. We actually have to expand the concept. What do I mean by expand in terms of what's possible for somebody who struggles with addiction? First of all, the life outcomes that are possible out there for anybody who struggles with addiction are nearly endless. No matter how badly you struggle right now, almost everything is possible for you on the other end once you beat this addiction and leave it behind you. That is a very different concept, and you can kind of get your life under control. I'm saying any success is possible. Now, I've gone through this myself, right? You're talking to a guy who's facing 13 to 18 years in prison, selling drugs and heavily addicted, really from the age of about 18 to the age of 26. Did a year in jail, had to start my life completely from scratch, and then got to a place where now not only is my life amazing and comfortable, but also I've beat my addiction forever. I don't struggle with my addiction and haven't in, 2001. So we're talking 19 years. So that's one thing. No matter how far down you've gone, you have no idea how high you can go. And there's so many examples. Rob Lowe just celebrated 30 years. Robert Downey Jr. You have all these people who struggle with addiction. Some of them help through traditional routes, others not. And I'm telling you, I've seen people in our Ignited programs who were addicted for 20 years and are not addicted through completely different methods. Along with that is the idea that not everybody who struggles with addiction has to be sober forever. I'm sorry to say it if you believe that this is true inherently, but I'm telling you, first of all, I am not completely sober. I drink socially. And you've heard me talk with Sophie about our MDMA work to relieve some trauma. But I've seen that in hundreds of other people. So expand your idea of what is possible. That's the first E. The second one is explore. Now, once you understand that there are all these ways you could go, the next thing is to explore how you got here. What is the thing you really struggle with? Now, that's so different in Ignited than in so many other approaches, because the exploration of what got you here is not only sometimes not even part of the solution in many other places, but it's definitely not in the front end. Why? Because a lot of other solutions say, well, you're an addict or an alcoholic, and all addicts and alcoholics are the same, so you don't really have to explore. Because whatever brought you here, yeah, maybe you had trauma, but that's not why you're an addict and an alcoholic. Yeah, maybe you were abandoned and or abused, but that's not why you're an addict. Maybe you have these biological predispositions, but that's not right. It doesn't matter what the reason is that brought you to your addiction. All that is pushed to the side the moment the alcoholic or addict label gets applied to you. I think that's completely wrong. Every single person who struggles with addiction had a reason why they started, and they need to understand that reason deeply. Now, just to be fair, like in AA, step four is one of those things. You can complete an inventory, etc. So you do talk to somebody and explore what brought you to this place. The problem is that even in AA, in that step, for instance, what people are talking about is the resentment they had or only their role. And I think accountability is incredibly important, but not everything that you did is because of you. And I think it's important to broadly explore what brought you to this place, right? Why are you here right now? I tell the story of one of my favorite clients early in the days of Ignited came to me for cannabis. She had kicked her drug addiction, and cannabis, weed, was the last thing she was addicted to. She couldn't kick it for years. When we did some deep exploration, we realized the reason she started using was because of social anxiety. She forgot it. She literally didn't remember that social anxiety was part of her past and that she needed to deal with it. The moment we understood that, we finished the exploration process, and then we can move into the next step. And the second, so we have E for expand and E for explore, and then we have accept. See, I think this is the one most people miss, period. Accept is about the idea of understanding that you have always done your best. Accept is all about understanding that you have done your best to get to this moment, reducing the shame. You've heard me talk about the F shame or fuck shame approach. Shame is the opposite of acceptance, right? You have to sit there and accept everything we discovered in exploration. So many feelings come up when you explore and understand what brought you to this moment, because it doesn't feel good. Some of those things you've known and been hiding from for a long time, and some of them you literally didn't realize, and they bring up shame, they bring up guilt, they bring up anxiety and stress and depression. And before we go fix those, we have to sit there and accept them. You see, so many of us have spent years, sometimes decades, running away from who we are. And I'm telling you right now, there's no way to fix the problem you're struggling with without accepting it. Because here's what you do if you don't go through this process of acceptance. What you're essentially telling yourself is, I've discovered some things about me I don't like, and I'm going to ignore them, numb out to them, and try to pretend that they don't exist throughout my recovery. Well, that's just not the way it works. You are a whole being with all of your experiences, all of your struggles, everything that's good about you and everything that you want to change. Acceptance is a massive, massive part of the process. That's why the third letter here, A, is all about acceptance. Sometimes when I work with people, the acceptance step itself takes at least months, sometimes years. You know, in my own experience coming out of jail, and feeling like there was no way that I could go back to my old life of drug dealing because I was going to be in prison or dead, and I knew that. Accepting that I had to move forward and start from scratch, lowest rung on the ladder, and just start building my life from scratch. That was not a comfortable place to be in. There was so much shame. There was so much guilt about everything I put my family through, all the time that I'd wasted by essentially taking this complete detour in my life. And I'm telling you right now, if I didn't spend the first couple of years of my recovery coming to terms with that, having the conversations about it, and accepting that I did my best, I didn't set out purposefully to set up those obstacles. I didn't set out purposefully to hamstring myself and create friction. That was not the goal. There were very specific moments in my life where I made decisions that were wrong, but there was nothing wrong with me per se. Acceptance is a massive, massive part, because once you come to terms with everything that is in your life and everything that has been, you can move to the end point, and that is to transform. And the last letter in EAT is T, transform. Now, the reason at Ignite we talk about individualized transformation is that the tools, the approach, the path, the transformation will be different for every single one of you listening here. And that to me is one of the biggest problems with the current approach that we have. You see, if you go to some of the best psychologists, some of the best therapists, they may explore with you. They should explore with you. They will find out what has been going on for you throughout your life, what trauma you had experienced, what inner demons you've been fighting with, right? They'll help you understand that past. And if they're incredibly good, maybe they even go through with acceptance, although the level of judgment that I see in our field is pretty monumental and exceptional. But then oftentimes what people try to do is to try to force an individual into specific transformation methods just because this is what they're good at. So if a clinician does CBT, they see everything as being CBT oriented, or if they're good at meditation and mindfulness, they try to get everybody to do mindfulness and meditation. And each one of those tools can be useful for some people. But the magic is that you will discover your own toolkit. I just told somebody else this earlier today, and so I'll repeat it here because I think it's useful. When you go to get help for addiction, most of the time, everybody tries to sell you their screwdriver as the best screwdriver that there is. This is why my screwdriver works so much better. Look at how easily it puts in screws, or how easily it removes screws, or how comfortable it is to hold, or whatever their specific tool is known for. What they don't understand is you don't just need a screwdriver. You need an entire toolkit. And most places, unfortunately, rely on a single tool, and they just kind of try to, you know, there's a saying, right? If you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. That's the way we've mostly worked in this field, and I think it's time to end it. Now, I've personally never seen another approach that does all four of these things well together. I've definitely seen them cobbled. But when we put together the Ignited Hero program, and when I've been working with people now for the last 12, 13 years, I realize that they're all necessary. They are all necessary. The way we see our problem matters. And if we see our problem as something that we can never control, if we see our addiction as a disease that we have forever, that we have a very narrow focus on the potential for our future, and we must expand it. Once we understand that so much is possible for us, we have to then explore our own personal path. What brought us to this place? What are we even struggling with in particular in this moment? And once we do that exploration, we've got to sit with it for a minute. And we've just got to come to terms with it. You know, as far as I know right now, none of us have a time machine, and none of us can turn back time. I would love one if you have access to it. But regret is fine if you really feel like having it on, but the guilt that you feel and the shame that it brings on in terms of making you feel like you are less than, like you are incapable, like you are somehow a damaged being, is one of the biggest hindrances to getting better. And so we got to let it go. We've got to say F shame and just move forward, knowing that we are a complete human being, deserving of love, deserving of happiness, deserving of beating this addiction that we can beat forever. And it's only once we allow the wholeness of who we are to enter the space and be here with us that we are allowed to then transform it. Because then you're not trying to hide from pieces of yourself. No. What you're trying to do is say, hey, I understand that there are elements to my being that I'd like to change, but I accept them as being the best that I could have done to this moment. Now I get to understand how to change and adjust and learn how to be better and acquire tools and practices and tactics and habits that will make me a better being. When I look at the past almost 20 years of my life since my meth addiction ended with that SWAT arrest, the level of transformation that has happened in my life has been incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible. And what I've seen at Ignited over 3.5 years is people who've lost their family and were literally essentially on the verge of death or suicide or homelessness recover almost all of it back in a matter of a couple of years, all without shame, all without judgment, all without being told what they have to do, but rather being able to commit to something that they want to do because it fits them. As you're listening to this right now, you either are struggling yourself, or you know somebody who struggled, or maybe you've been sober for a while and it just doesn't feel right. And I'm letting you know the reason it doesn't feel right is you haven't finished eating. See, if you miss any of these letters, there's something missing for you in life. You either have a very narrow focus on what's possible, and so you need to expand. You've done some work to patch up the struggles, but you haven't really explored what it is that you need to fix. You have explored, but feel deep, deep shame over where you've come or where you've come from or what it is that you have found yourself doing or experiencing in your everyday life right now, and it needs to go through acceptance. Or you've done all of those, and you just haven't found the right tools to transform yourself into your best. I can't tell you how many different tools there are and how many different approaches there are to get you where you want to get, because the combination list is nearly endless. And what I want for you is, as you listen to this, is to just almost close your eyes for a second and imagine what it would feel like to find a solution that truly feels like it fits you because you've done all of these individual pieces. The reason I think the EAT acronym EEAT works so well for this is we know that if you're hurting, physically damaged, you have to feed your body the right nutrients. You have to eat. You have to nourish yourself in order for your body to be able to do the work that it is meant to do, to heal itself and then grow and develop. The exact same thing is true with the struggles you're going through right now. And so here's my challenge to you, whether it's with Ignited or not, and we have our free trial right now, so I urge you to do it because, you know, why not? Find a solution that speaks to each one of these or cobble together your own solution. The current addiction treatment industry helps about 1% of the people who truly need help. And if you're one of the other 99%, we're here for you. And we're not going to give up until we help everybody who needs it get the help that they want. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go out there, nourish yourself, get the food you need, and eat so you can grow, heal, and find your freedom forever. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ignited Heroes Recovery Podcast. I really hope you found the information here useful and that we'll see you back here next week.
And look, I want to make sure that this podcast is the most useful it can be for you. So please let me know by emailing info@ignited.com if there are any specific topics or questions you'd like to have addressed. As usual, if you like this episode, I would love for you to leave us a 5-star review and rating. Thanks, and see you next week.